Drowned migrant found on Mexican side of Rio Grande, 54 this year. By Cartel Chronicles on May 2, 2021. A group of fishermen found the body of a drowned migrant on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande. Since the start of the year, the border state of Coahuila reported 54 drownings in the Rio Grande as a growing number of migrants attempt to cross into Texas. This incident occurred last week in the town of Guerrero, approximately 29 miles southeast of Piedras Negras, Coahuila. A group of fishermen in the area spotted a body in the water and called local authorities. A group of Mexican federal agents with Beta Group, assigned to border rescues, used a boat to recover the decedent's body from the water. The federal agents turned the remains over to Coahuila state investigators. The drowning victim has not been identified. Authorities revealed to Breitbart Texas that the man is believed to have been a migrant. The body did not show any signs of foul play. Since the start of the year, Coahuila witnessed a dramatic spike in drownings along the Rio Grande as the region continues to deal with the current immigration crisis. Hundreds of Central American migrants arrive daily in this Mexican state each day with the hopes of crossing into Texas. The immigration crisis is an even more lucrative business for criminal organizations in the eastern part of Mexico that are focused on human smuggling as a way to supplement their revenue streams. This practice has been very successful for the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas and the Gulf Cartel. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by C. E. Herrera and J. M. Martinez from Coahuila.